residence hall advisor training, a sex ed smartphone app, and self-defense. These are just some of the ideas people offered for preventing sexual assault on campus. Before U of O Interim President Scott Coltrane welcomed comments from the audience, he made this point.
If students are sexually harassed or subject to sexual violence, it changes their whole life.
About 10 people signed up to speak to the panel. Ryan Kelly is the instructor of the only women's self-defense course in the PE department. He's glad to finally hear the subject of self-defense being discussed.
The only thing that has statistically been shown to really reduce the likelihood of sexual assault is training women on the skills that they need to avoid, interrupt, or physically defend against sexual assault.
24-year-old Samantha Kropp is a high school teacher and U of O grad student.
As a survivor of sexual assault, and as someone who knows many people who are also survivors of sexual assault, I feel that the university has really undervalued our voices and our position and has made this to be an issue that is much smaller and less acknowledged than it should be.
After being attacked, Kropp founded the Warrior Sisters Society in Eugene.
We provide free and ongoing trainings to women and other high-risk populations in basic self-defense, and that includes verbal skills, it includes assertiveness, it includes how to establish your own boundaries, confidence building, physical skills, and hands-to-hand combat, weapons disarmament. We really do everything.
Kropp came to this forum to encourage the U of O panel to endorse greater access to self-defense training for women on campus. The President's Review Panel expects to hold more public input sessions when students return in the fall. The 8-person panel will make recommendations to President Coltrane. For KLCC News, I'm Tiffany Eckert reporting from the University of Oregon.